Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog, the place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. Today is Tuesday, November the 16th, and today was a little bit of an outside in the afternoon day, nothing special for my theme, but I came across a few interesting things. Temperature-wise, a bit nippy. 3 to 25 Celsius, 37 to 77 Fahrenheit. Cool to cold morning and warm day, although it felt quite hot in the sunshine. I've been doing something different with my audio files in the last few days. I've been including the photographs that I'm talking about within the MP3 file. The ID3 tags within MP3 let me attach such things. The trick is finding a program that's able to display the photographs within the audio file. As it turns out, Apple's iTunes on both Windows and Mac does it reasonably well. So if you load this audio file into iTunes, a free program from Apple, then if you enable the artwork, you can scroll through the photographs in the bottom left-hand corner of the software's window. If you click on the photograph, then a larger photograph will appear in its own window. So that's one way to take part in this podcast without actually having to visit my website to view the photographs. Well, today we started off with a visit from a koala at work in one of the very large gum trees in the middle of the campus. High up in the branches, a young koala was sitting watching everything below. It was about 25 meters, 80 feet above the ground, and not many people knew that it was there. But I don't have a long lens to be able to do justice to it. So the first photograph is this koala sitting in a branch in the center of the photograph. Lots of branches and leaves all around it. And this little furry thing in the middle. Probably couldn't tell that it's a koala from that photograph. So the second photograph is a digital zoom on the camera. The camera's a Nikon Coolpix 5700 that I was using at lunchtime. Digital zoom means that the camera digitally enlarges the pixels as it views them. So what we have is a reasonable, but not good, enlargement. It's good enough for the purpose, a bit fuzzy, but if you squint really hard, you get the impression that you're definitely looking at a koala. Big ears, lots of fur hanging off the ears, and the koala sitting sleepily between a fork in the branches. The koalas aren't at all uncommon on campus, just not the sort of thing you see every month. They tend to keep well away from civilization and people. This one may just be a young koala that's been kicked out of home by mum, and it's gone off looking for its own pad. The third photograph just caught my fancy. My imagination ran a little bit wild. These two old brick guardians standing guard into the, I called it a fairy garden on my photo blog, but it's just a well-kept garden on the other side of the wall. But from the angle the photograph's taken, you can't see into the garden at all. And there's a hedge on either side of the brick posts, well, not that you can call them posts really, gate holders. So it's hidden from view, and we'll have to wonder what's on the other side. The next photograph, a bee busily at work gathering pollen from the blossoms. Still got some blossoms around. Winter's, spring's getting on though. It'll be summer in a couple of weeks, give or take. And the next photograph was one which appealed to my sense of the quirky. A sign beside a path advising that it's slippery when frosty. And I was thinking at the time, well, it's hardly likely to be frosty, but that's before I discovered that we had 3 degrees Celsius, 37 Fahrenheit overnight. So another couple of degrees colder and there could well have been frost. And the final photograph for today, a view of the road over which I had just travelled. And we have the dust sitting, hanging in the air. The air obviously being reasonably still. And you can see the dust trailing into the background. And if you think about it, that means that I've managed to drive all the way up there and round a corner and stop the vehicle and get out with the camera. And still the dust is sitting next to the road. Low sunlight. It's not too far away from sunset. So the sky is very bright on the horizon because the sun's very close to the horizon and almost into the camera lens. And the light is a yellowy color, yellow tint on the green grass. Well, there we have my half a dozen photographs for the day. The day being Tuesday, November the 16th. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. And once again, the photographs can be viewed from within the likes of iTunes, so you don't have to come and visit the website. So thanks for visiting, thanks for listening, and I hope to catch you another day. Until then, bye for now.